under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line is fellow truck driver. Once you're a truck driver, you're always a truck driver. Rich Cutshaw is on the line with us. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good, good, good. Hey, I got information sent to me about you. And reached out. I looked at your website that you just launched. It's actually under construction. It's Cutshaw, C-U-T-S-H-A-W, the number 4MI.com, under construction for state representative. You've decided to primary challenge Matt Hall, the Republican minority leader right now down in Lansing in the 42nd House District. Who is Rich Cutshaw? Tell us a little bit about your background, your bio. Where were you born? Where were you raised? That kind of stuff, family. Tell us about Rich.
Yeah, I was born in Kalamazoo at Bronson Methodist Hospital, Kalamazoo, Michigan. I grew up in the Plainwell and Otsego area. Otsego mostly ended up graduating from Plainwell in 1999. Moved to Vicksburg, in the Vicksburg area, back in 2013, and basically have been in the 42nd district my entire life except for a few years. My wife and I have been married for 7 years now, and we have 6 children between the two of us. So
excellent. Yeah, family man.
Yes, sir. Yep. You know, my stepkids are my kids as well. They should never be treated any differently. So, and they're all daughters. So
all girls,
you know. Yeah, well, all of them. So I have a son and a girl, and then four stepdaughters, you know, which are my daughters. So we got 5 out of 6 are girls.
Well, you got a girls' basketball team going there. There you go.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Rich, I want to ask you a very first question out of the box.
Uh-huh.
Do you own a home and actually pay property taxes in the 42nd House District?
Yes, we do. My wife and I own the home, yep. Yeah, yes,
so unlike Matt Hall, who's never owned a house, I believe he's been an apartment dweller his whole life, doesn't pay property taxes. You actually have skin in the game like all the rest of us here in the state of Michigan.
Yes, that would be correct.
Unbelievable. Hey, one thing I did want to ask you, what was the main driving decision for you to get in this race and to primary challenge Matt Hall this August 6th Republican primary?
Well, it really started actually last year. We had found out in Vicksburg, Michigan schools found out from our daughter that they were allowing boys in the girls' bathrooms and locker rooms. And I was just absolutely just, you know, I had to take a step back. I was like, wow, this really? So we met with school administration, got some information from them. They weren't going to budge, so we ended up filing a lawsuit against them. Well, during this time, we had several parents reach out to Representative Hall, you know, for support in this, and they got generic response emails back. We actually asked if he would come to a board meeting, declined to do that. We actually also had Representative Matt Maddock, Representative Steve Carr, and Representative Jim DeSena come into our district and do a press conference at the school, and they also came that same day because we had a school board meeting that same night, and all three of them addressed our school board, along with Dr. Kelly Coles from Mom for America's Act for Action, who I am actually endorsed by as well. They came and did a press conference. They invited Representative Hall to come into his own district, said that they would give him the podium, and from my understanding, he either did not respond to that at all or he declined.
Gotcha. So we're gonna take a short break. Hold it right there, Rich. Can you stay on through the break? I know you're delivering milk this morning.
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. We got to go to a commercial break. I'm Trucker Randy. He is Rich Cutshaw. Cutshaw, the number 4MI.com is the website. Check him out. We're going to continue the other side. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hey, Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Staying on through the break is a truck driver, owner-operator, out on the road making deliveries today, but he's decided to throw his hat into the ring. Rich Cutshaw, he is going to be primary challenging Matt Hall in the 42nd House District this August. And, Rich, you were talking about the school situation and how you guys reached out to State Representative Hall along with the other state reps you mentioned. I know all of them personally, Cara, DeSanta, Matt Maddock, all good personal friends of mine. They came, but Matt Hall didn't come to that school board meeting?
No, he didn't come. They did a press conference before the meeting outside of Vicksburg School where they spoke, you know, about the issue and what's going on and that we should not tolerate this and how wrong it is. And then we went straight from there to the school board meeting where they all three addressed our school board as well, where they were there. And yeah, he did not show. He did not come. Like I said, I know he was invited by them, and I don't know exactly if they didn't respond or if he declined, but either way, he was not there.
He was not there, bottom line. So was it right then, at that school board meeting that you made the decision that you were going to primary challenge him, or did it take some time and prayer and thought about it?
It took a lot of time and prayer and thought about it, to be honest with you, sir. It was something that someone had brought to my attention. It wasn't even on my radar. I had full intentions of running for school board this coming election because we have three seats up in Vicksburg. But the state representative thing wasn't even on my radar, and somebody brought it to me, and I was like, oh, whoa, you know, wait a minute, this isn't what I'm thinking. And I went into a lot of prayer about it. I prayed for almost 5-6 months about it before I came to the conclusion and the decision that I'm being called to this, and this is what the Lord wants me to step into, and that I have to step into it. I didn't particularly want to do it because, you know, I just didn't want to, but I know that I'm being called to it, and we need people with a moral and ethical compass values to get back involved in government, and we need to put Jesus back in all the places he's been asked to lead.
Absolutely. Amen to that. Well, one thing that, of course, comes to mind is where are you as far as your not? I'm not talking so much about your human, personal, moral values, your character. I'm not going to get into that. Married with six kids, I get it. And you say you just mentioned prayed for 5 to 6 months before you felt the calling to do it. My question is regarding your position if elected to be a state representative. Where are you at as far as, are you a fiscal conservative? Are you a constitutionalist? Are you a libertarian leaning, leave us the heck alone kind of guy? Tell us who Rich Cutshaw is from that perspective.
I would be an America's first constitutional conservative. Absolutely. I believe in our founding fathers. And in fact, a fun fact, my great grandfather, how many ever times removed, Josiah Bartlett, was the signer of the Declaration of Independence, actually the second signer of the Declaration of Independence. And he was also the governor of New Hampshire and was involved with the Articles of Confederation. So, you know, I had that in my lineage, and I think back to what they did then, and I believe we're in that same situation now, except we just don't have any new land to run to, you know.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
And I think about what they thought about then, you know. When I think about what they did, they weren't necessarily, I don't think, thinking about themselves. They were looking at their kids and looking at their grandkids going, we have got to do something, or they're the ones that are going to suffer. They're the ones that are going to pay for our negligence. And that's the same value and the same thought that I have as I think about our kids when I look at them, and I think about the grandkids that we don't have yet, but I know they'll be coming with five girls, you know? So,
yes.
It just, what are we leaving for them? What are we doing? We have to fight for the next generation because we're the ones that are called to do it right now. We are here for this time and this place for a reason.
Absolutely. Well, it's actually the name of our show because we had our founding fathers, you know, like you said, John Hancock, and then your great-great-great-great-whatever grandfather, he signed right behind John Hancock. You know, they gave everything. They gave all. And we now are defending fathers. We have to defend what they fought for and what they signed their names to. And that's exactly why the show is called Your Defending Fathers. And one other thing I want to mention, ask you about, is on that vein. Have you studied the U.S. Constitution? Have you studied the Michigan State Constitution? Have you really gotten into Robert's Rules of Order or Mason House of Rules as they run Lansing by? Have you got into any of that training yet?
I have not gotten into any of that stuff yet. I'm definitely exploring it more and more. Like I said, this wasn't even on my radar to begin with, but I know I have a fundamental value, and I know that our state and our nation are way off course, and we've just got to get back. And it's a common sense thing more than anything. You know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to make common sense decisions. You know, so but I have started to look into those things. I do plan on obviously familiarizing myself more and more with the exact verbiage and writing and language of the U.S. Constitution and the Michigan Constitution. Robert's Rules, of course, is very important. I'm learning more about this as I go. You know, it's like every day I'm learning something new. I do know one thing for sure from, you know, the U.S. Constitution. There's that part in there that he quotes in the movie National Treasure about basically, you know, when a government is overreaching or tyrannical, it's the people that have the duty that know that there's something wrong to do something about it. Yep. Not exactly what it says, but that's the gist of it.
Yep.
You know, we are right there. We're right there. Jim Caviezel said it the best in a speech I heard him say, is that, you know, we're at a crossroads in this nation, and if we don't stand up, if we don't fight, we will be known as the generation that goes down in history that had the most to fight for and the most to lose and did nothing.
Did nothing. Absolutely.
And I will not be someone that does nothing. I just won't. I can't.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, one thing I want to invite you as my guest, my personal guest, if you can jot this down after the interview. Actually, I'll text you the flyer and the website. It's going to be my third class of teaching Robert's Rules of Order in the Michigan State Constitution, Saturday, April 13th in Traverse City. And I'd like to invite you to come up, and we'll get you up here early Saturday morning and put you through the class. It's 4 hours, but you don't even have to pay for it. You're going to be my guest, and it's going to be awesome. At the Grand Traverse County Republican Party headquarters. So I'll send you the flyer. But more importantly, Rich, I want to ask you this question. This is so critical to your race. Matt Hall is a money machine when it comes to raising money from lobbyists and special interest groups and all these outside PACs and all the things that he's done when he was hoping to be the Speaker of the House. I don't know what his current campaign finance report shows, but I've been told it's close to $400,000-$600,000. I have no idea. I really don't care. My question is this. He's going to hit the airways, he's going to hit the mailboxes, he's going to absolutely do a 30,000-foot campaign. You need to knock on doors. How are you going to do that? How are you and your volunteers, your family, how are you guys going to knock on doors when you're an owner-operator out there, you know, operating under a federal U.S. DOT log, driving a truck as an owner-operator? Are you going to be able to put the truck in storage somewhere and knock on doors?
Well, so it's actually funny that you bring that up. First of all, I'll tell you, I actually know how much money he has in his campaign account because I've had some of his supporters message me and let me know that basically I'm crazy for doing this because Matt Hall has $1.5 million in his campaign account. So I kind of took that as well. You know, they're letting me know, hey, I kind of took that as, hey, his supporters are letting me know, you know, he's going to buy this thing. So what are you even doing?
Right.
You know, so as far as the trucking side goes, you know, the Lord has been working miraculously through this whole thing. And he's shown himself to me through all of this. I believe I'm going to be in a position to put a driver in my truck that I drive and put him out on the road so I can stay and, you know, focus on this. Here coming, you know, for door knocking season. So, you know, we're in the process of getting all that stuff together still. We're in the process of acquiring volunteers, you know, campaign donations. Anybody that wants to donate, every little bit helps. You know, it doesn't take $1.5 million, but it does take a little chunk of money to make sure you're getting the ads and the name recognition out there. We will be out door knocking. We'll be asking for volunteers. You can contact us through the website. Contact me directly. Anybody that wants to talk, I think it's so important to take the time to talk to every possible person I can and listen to, you know, their values and what concerns them. And I think what we'll find is the time and situation that we're in is what we'll find is that even though maybe somebody may say they're a Democrat or an independent or, you know, Green Party or whatever, you know, I think we're going to have a lot of the same concerns about what's going on in our state. I mean, our budget's in shambles. Our roads are in shambles. You know, they're attacking our Second Amendment. there's all these things that are just awful, and nothing that's come out of the House in the entire state in the last 2 years has been good for Michigan at all, period.
Right.
None of it.
Absolutely.
None of it.
Well, the thing of it is, you're right, it doesn't take a lot of money, but you do need signs. And when you door knock and you hand them your hand card and you tell them who you are, your website, and what your values and principles are, and ask for their vote, then you ask, can we put up a yard sign? Because yard signs, I'm sorry, no matter what anybody says, in a small house district like that, knocking doors, wearing out your shoes, and putting up yard signs will get you to be victorious over Matt Hall, because honestly, I don't think he's going to knock doors. And I don't even know if the guy's going to bother wasting time putting up very many yard signs. I think you could kill him in an August primary just by hard work.
Yes, sir. We feel the same way. And, you know, I'll be honest, everybody that I've talked to within district, there's not a whole lot of support there. For him. There's a lot of people that don't agree with what he's doing and what he stands for. So, along with myself, and that's why I'm running, because I decided that I can't vote for him and I can't vote for a Democrat. So I figured, well, I might as well run then, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I got to tell you, man, the process of what he has shown, I can't believe his campaign finance report is up that high. I thought there was a leadership pack that some of that money was in, and then some is in his actual campaign account. But I want to ask you this question. And am I correct? Because when I looked at the maps, when they did the redistricting, didn't he actually have to move into this district in order to get elected? Because he was in another district where the incumbent state rep he was going to be running against. Isn't that what actually happened? He actually had to get an apartment and move into your district?
Yeah, I believe that's what happened. I believe he moved into the district just prior or sometime, you know, before the 2022 election or primary election.
Sure.
From my understanding, I think it was in 2022. It might have been before that.
Yep.
But yeah, he did basically move districts so he could continue to run and continue, you know, being elected to the state house. Yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable. I believe there was a woman state representative very popular in that district, and he was going to lose if he ran against her, so he actually carpetbagged into your district. Unbelievable.
That's what I heard as well. Yep.
Yeah. One last point. So you get yourself a driver that you can pay by the mile to take over the truck, take over your route. Are you dedicated with certain customers, or are you basically by assignment every day? Do you have to look for loads? How does your truck operate?
No, I actually have my truck leased with a carrier right now out of Grand Rapids, and they have contracted freight, and they basically do all the load booking and stuff like that.
Yep.
So,
yep.
You know, I just put my truck there and, you know, let them kind of run the show. I was an owner operator. I was leased on to Schneider. With one point in time, you know, I booked my own loads through them. I do not have my own operating authority yet, but that's the next step. I've been driving for almost going on 14 years now. So
gotcha.
did LTL freight for about 10 years of my career starting out. So I was a city driver, home every night, LTL. And then we decided, you know, I'm tired of, I just got tired of working for other people. So,
amen.
You know, wanted to jump out of that kind of, you know, scenario and start on our own.
Very good. Well, again, I want everybody to go to the website, and this is important, folks. If you go to this website, you can donate. It's under construction. It's in the process of being built, but it's Cutshaw, CUTSHAW, the number 4MI.com. Cutshaw, number 4MI.com. We can help this guy take out Matt Hall in the August primary and end up with a good state representative representing, actually, Rich, I think you would agree with this, the entire state of Michigan.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Every representative. Yep.
Okay, sir. I hate to cut you short, but computer's sending us to a hard news break. Stay strong, stay safe, brother, out there on the roads.
All right. Thank you, sir, for having me on. God bless.
God bless you. We'll be right back.